At about 5 p.m., he loaded up his tools and headed home. He had forgotten about the conversation with the new renter until he rounded the corner and came up to the entrance of his neighborhood. When the house on the corner came into view, he remembered that he was supposed to stop by. As he approached, he saw several kids playing in the front yard. "That's kind of odd," he thought to himself. "I didn't realize the renter had kids." As he came nearer to the house, a chill went down his spine. The kids playing in the front yard were his niece and nephew, Thomas's kids. Somehow they looked younger than the last time he saw them. He dismissed the spine-tingling sensation, thinking that Thomas must be there, despite his refusal to ever set foot in the house again. An uneasy feeling began welling up inside him when he saw Janet's car parked in the driveway. Thomas had sold the car after her death, but there it was, back at their old house. As he pulled up in front of the house, the kids ran up to his car to greet him.
"Hi, Uncle Jake," little Jeffrey said.
"Hi, guys. Is your dad inside?"
"No," Jeffrey replied. "He hasn't come home from work yet. Mom is in the kitchen, though."
The tingle down Jake's spine returned. He didn't understand what his nephew meant since the boy's mother had been dead for nearly a year. He wasn't quite sure how to approach the situation.
"What do you mean your mom's in the house?" he finally asked.
"Mom's in the kitchen making dinner," Jeffrey said. "Are you and Aunt Mia coming over?"
"Jeffrey, your mother is..." Jake's voice trailed off as he looked up at the house and saw Janet through the kitchen window. "That's not possible," he muttered to himself in amazement. He walked up to the front door, escorted by his niece and nephew. His senses were screaming to leave, but he was paralyzed with fear. Something was definitely not right. It wasn't possible for his sister-in-law to be here. She was dead, so who was this person in the house that looked just like her? And why were his niece and nephew acting like everything was normal? The children opened the door and pushed Jake into the house.
"Mom!" Jeffrey called out. "Uncle Jake's here!"
Janet came out of the kitchen with a smile on her face.
"Hi, Jake. Where's Mia?"
Jake stood still, staring at Janet in disbelief. After a moment of awkwardness, Janet broke the silence.
"Are you okay, Jake?" she asked.
What?
Jake replied, shaking his head, trying to clear his thoughts. "Oh, Mia's at home," he said nervously. "I just stopped by because..." He broke off mid-sentence, not knowing how to finish. They stared at each other for a few moments. Jake's mind was racing. Finally, he asked,
"Janet, how are you here? How is this possible?"
"How is what possible?" Janet asked, confused.
Jake hesitated again, trying to understand what was happening.
"Where is Thomas?" he finally asked.
"He called and said he's running a little late. Did you forget you and Mia were coming over for dinner tonight?"
"Dinner?" Jake stammered. "Tonight?"
"Yeah," Janet replied. "We invited you guys over for dinner tonight. I thought that's why you were here."
Jake stood motionless, staring at Janet as though she was a ghost. In fact, he was pretty sure she was a ghost. She died a year ago. He and Mia went to the funeral. Thomas and the kids had moved out of the house after her death, and Thomas was engaged to another woman. Now, Janet was back, acting like nothing had happened.